with SRN News. I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump campaigning today in North Carolina, which both parties consider critical to victory.
Hello to North Carolina. And I'm thrilled to be back in this incredible state with thousands of hardworking, God-fearing American patriots. Amazing. Amazing people.
And he expressed confidence in victory.
We have a little thing called an election coming up, and we're going to win this election. You know, I don't know if you've seen the polls, but they're very good.
Meanwhile, earlier, Kamala Harris' campaign said she has agreed to another debate. But in North Carolina today, Trump says no, there will not be a third debate. Also at SRNnews.com, Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says the influx of Haitian immigrants in Springfield, Illinois, can be traced to a Biden-Harrisy policy to extend them temporary protected status.
Because of the earthquake at first and political instability, I mean, like you, if we're going to give legalized status to Haitians because of political instability in Haiti, we might as well just bring every single one there. So that's been the defining status of Haiti for 200 years.
North Dakota GOP Governor Doug Burgum says when Kamala Harris criticizes Israel for the war in Gaza, she is, in effect, offering free public relations on behalf of Hamas and Iran.
Unless you're putting maximum pressure on Iran and full support for Israel, if you're doing the opposite, if you're putting conditions on Israel and trying to create space for Hamas to exist, then you're negotiating. That's the position they want. You're negotiating for the terrorists.
General Motors recalling 449,000 SUVs and pickups. That's because an electronic brake control module software may fail. This is SRN News. A new report on Christian schools and Planned Parenthood.
According to research by Students for Life of America, a lot of colleges and universities that are faith-based actually do business with Planned Parenthood, often for various non-abortion health services. The problem with that is the money those schools pay can easily be used to provide abortions, which is Planned Parenthood's primary reason for existing. The report finds that nearly 100 Christian colleges and universities are connected with Planned Parenthood. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A school district in Florida must put back in libraries 36 books as part of a settlement with students and parents. The deal settles a suit that argued the district unlawfully decided to limit access to dozens of titles containing LGBT content. Florida recently passed a law allowing parents to get pornographic and obscene books out completely of school libraries. This is SRN News. Break-ins and thefts can happen at any small business, regardless of how tight the security may be.
In the retail sector alone, more than half of small businesses say they have been victims of shoplifting in the prior year. That's according to a 2022 survey of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. And break-ins and thefts occur across all sectors, so it's important for small business owners to prepare in advance and have a plan for dealing with a break-in or theft in order to minimize damage. John Scott reporting.
Google has opened its defense against allegations that it holds an illegal monopoly in online advertising technology, with witness testimony saying the industry is vastly more complex and competitive than portrayed by the feds. Testimony from a Google executive coming after the government rested its case 2 weeks into that federal trial in Virginia. More details at SRNnews.com.